95.1.
Father's Day is this weekend. If you have nothing for Dad, don't worry. We're going to hook you up. We're your backup plan. We'll tell you how you can get something really cool for Dad coming up less than 10 minutes from now. But this girl snuck a dog into the hospital by making it look like a baby. She wrapped it up in a blanket to get past security because grandmother wanted to visit her and just wanted to see her dog.
That's sweet.
They clearly have a no pet policy at hospitals, I would think.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Don't they have like therapy dogs that come and see patients? I guess you have to be qualified though.
Right.
Yeah. But you don't want anyone's just dog wandering in. Jenny in North Carolina, you're on the MRL show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, good morning, Jenny. It seems like maybe you'd be the person to ask about sneaking stuff into the hospital.
Well, it wasn't exactly sneaking, and it's kind of sad but beautiful, and I thought I would share. We lost my niece almost a year ago now to leukemia at the age of 20, and she absolutely loved her dog, Sushi, in just a very real, just huge life-changing way. And
did you say the dog's name was Sushi?
Yeah, Sushi.
Awesome name for a dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Indeed. She likes sushi as well. So between her and my brother, I swear they could talk anybody out of anything and into anything. And so they actually just very straightforward talked to the hospital staff and said, you know, she's really struggling. She needs to see her dog. And so they regularly, because they're also night owls, they're just like, okay, as long as you're bringing them like after the bulk of people are here, and Sushi would be able to spend the night with her. And
aww,
you know, if it was like high peak time that Sushi was going to exit or something, they would just kind of make it low peak, low time, you know, so super late at night, super early in the morning.
Sometime
in the middle of the day. But I thought that was really beautiful that they were willing to do that.
No, that is, and that's totally probably what the hospital that Roy was talking about, where the story came out of, wasn't probably as understanding and as nice and,
right,
and encouraging to bring dogs in. But yeah, that's great. Thanks, Jenny. Sorry for your loss. Obviously, that's a sad story.
Mm-hmm. Samantha and Charlotte, welcome to the Mandy, Roy, and the Wren Show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So last winter, I was out doing some Christmas shopping, and PetSmart was having this huge sale. And I decided to buy two bearded dragons. And on my way home, I had to stop at Books A Million to get something for my mom as part of her present. And, I mean, it's cold outside, and bearded dragons need heat, so I wasn't going to leave them in the car. So I snuck my two bearded dragons into a Books A Million and browsed books for like half an hour, and no one ever said anything.
So. How'd you get them in?
Well, they give them to you in these little bowls that have like a plastic lid on top and it has holes in it. So honestly, it kind of looked like I had leftovers from like McAllister's or something, and no one really questioned me.
That's a cool move. Shopping with two bearded dragons, I love them.
Yeah. Did you read to them?
Yeah. No. I was trying to find something, so I didn't stop to read. But there, I mean, if I could do it over again, I would do that. Yeah.
You know, and they don't make any noise, so that's cool too.
Nah.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like they're the Khaleesi's dragons.
Right.
Right.
Breathing out fire.
Right. Although Samantha, from here forth, you'll be known as the Khaleesi.
All right, I can dig it.
The mother of dragons. There you go.
I can dig that.
That, of course, a Game of Thrones reference for those of you without HBO.
Like
and
me.
By the way, if you're without HBO, you're without life, as far as I'm concerned.
Every
good show is on HBO.
But
if
you don't know what that show is, you're missing out on life. I feel like everybody knows what the Khaleesi is, even if you don't watch it.
I don't think Roy's watched one episode.
No, I've never seen Game of Thrones in my entire life.
Nicole, have you seen an episode of Game of Thrones? Yeah.
Put it this way. I've never even seen... I take that back. I saw one snippet with you, and my first comment was like, it's too dark. I can't see anything.
That is true.
Turn the lights on.
Now, that is true. It's very dark. And another knock on Game of Thrones, which, by the way, is just weeks away from returning for an 8-episode season. There's too many characters to keep up with.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I have to rewind a lot because I'm like, who did she just refer to?
Mm-hmm.
Then I got to go on Game of Thronopedia to find out who that character was.
Yeah. So that's too much.